With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, netizens around the world. The planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E, McWilliam Cyberline, coming at you around the world via the internet and coast to coast by satellite, the USA Radio Network. All right, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. McWilliams here with you. Video Bob in transit as we speak. A little bit of 108-degree weather that we've had now being thrown into the mix. A massive thunderstorm warning. And, of course, it seems Bob is in the middle of it, so it's kind of holding him up a little bit, but he'll probably be here within the next break.
Have you been thunderstruck, cuz?
No.
Okay.
Heard the song, but never been thunderstruck.
More than a few times.
So I've got several things going to talk about tonight. I'm going to give you a warning about gift cards that I found out this week. Especially if you have somebody that uses them, you might want to change gift cards. Got a touch on Chadwick Boseman, a fantastic actor, sadly no longer with us. And today is Jackie Robinson Day, and he actually portrayed Jackie Robinson in the number 42 and died on the same day as Jackie Robinson Day. So we'll talk a little bit about that tonight. Also, there's a device I was looking at earlier. Amazon has thrown its hat into the ring on fitness trackers, and they have it. It's called Halo, and it'll monitor all sorts of things. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Also going to talk about the Keystone Cops, which is basically the whole deal with TikTok, Trump, and the Microsoft people, and a new player. Well, Oracle's in there too. They've thrown their hat into the ring. But a new player showed up this past week. Don't understand why, but we're going to talk about it anyway. So I'll be able to do that. T-Mobile's got a deal on the iOS 11, I think it is, you can get if you're a subscriber. Think about maybe upgrading and stuff. And all sorts of other things that we'll be talking about tonight. So one of the things I want to talk about, and I put a thread up on facebook.com/cyberlinenet. And one of those things is that the, Bill and Ted's Face the Music has finally come out, but it's come out on video on demand.
Do Wild Stallions still rule?
That I don't know. I haven't seen it that far. But the bottom line is that there are mixed reviews.
Bogus.
And so we've put up a thread to talk about the reviews. And also, how is your streaming experience? You know, was it worth it? I hear it's a pretty pricey movie.
Excellent.
And I've heard some people say it was the most worst hour and a half of wasted time, and they want their money back. So
no George Carlin, no Jace. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with Carlin being gone. That's sad.
Where's Rufus and Missy Mom?
Yeah. Because, I mean, Carlin was pretty good in the originals.
And there was a phone booth back in that original movie, and there hasn't been a phone booth since probably about 5 years after that movie was actually made.
Well, I think they probably got in trouble with the Doctor Who people. Because, you know, you look at the phone booth and the police call box. In fact, when I first saw it, I thought it was going to be a Doctor Who ripoff.
True.
Oh, look who's here with us.
Is it the Iron Maiden? No way.
Not bad.
So, you are with us? You are in one piece? Good. I don't know. Can you hear? Hold on. I need to turn your mic on, probably. Which mic is that?
Three.
Yep, try three now.
Yeah, that works.
There
much
we go.
Better.
Most excellent.
Okay.
Vaya con Dios.
I had them all down because I didn't know if you were coming in or not. Oh, here's a fun one. Facebook sues man for selling fake likes and followers on Instagram. I didn't know there was such a store for that.
Oh, I thought you could buy all that stuff online. Have people redirected to you?
I guess. So fake selling fake likes and followers on Instagram.
I thought that's how it was all built.
Yeah, I'd like 20 fake likes and a side order of fries to go. Doesn't make any sense. So we've got a whole bunch of things. I know you're setting up there, but you got some stuff off the top of your head.
Yeah, off the top of my head, Fitbit came out with a new, they've got their new watch coming out.
Yeah.
They've got two versions of it, Versa 3 and then the Sense. They've really got some interesting features on them.
Good.
We're going to talk.
Oh, good. And I was talking about the Halo that Amazon's throwing into the ring. They're starting to come out with some stuff now. Looking good?
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to adjust you, I think.
Doing what we can.
Yeah. That's three I'm on. Or he's on, actually.
There
All
we
right,
go.
There we go. Much
nice.
Better.
Thank you.
Okay.
Be excellent to each other.
So, anyway, yeah, the Versa 3 is going to come out, I guess, sometime at the end of the next month.
Good. So I saw some things that came up, was in the stocks this week. And turns out that there's a run on homes, which I can't figure out why, because everybody's getting their credit slashed because they don't want everybody hanging out with credit.
Well, then homes would be cheap, so you can buy homes.
Well, supposedly there was a whole glut of them. Now there's not that many to choose from.
I imagine that's probably the case.
Yeah.
You know, you've got everybody staying home, and but yeah, if they're out there, I'm sure they're going to be bought.
And a lot of people are looking for homes.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've now realized, oh my gosh, I don't have enough room to homeschool, work, and everything else.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But they were talking about the chain of command, and they said, well, you know, if they're buying homes, that means the people that are the movers are going to make money because you got to put all your stuff in a van and take it somewhere to the new home. And then they were going to want to put in new curtains and everything. So all of those people are going to have an increase. And then the other thing we saw, both Dell and HP had an uptick because guess what's going on over there?
What?
They're buying computers and printers because people needed to scramble to get their homes
their home
in order,
offices,
home offices. And, of course, furniture places like Staples and others are also on an uptick because, well, we got to have chairs to work from. We got to have desks to work from.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, they did change the world when that came around. And you're seeing more and more people that their companies are telling them to stay home through till 2021.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. I heard there were several companies that are taking them out into January and February now.
Yeah.
And just saying, don't even bother. Just, you know, stay home. You're fine.
It's kind of crazy. You know, what they really want to say is you can stay home till November 4.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the virus mysteriously goes away.
Yeah, it goes away and then.
Goes away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but one of the things I found hilarious was I was tracking Best Buy. And I made some really good money on it in the options trades.
Mm-hmm.
And I had forgotten that last Tuesday was the 25th, and that was the day where they were supposed to have their numbers. So I had gotten out a couple of days before, and I had some righteous cash that I pulled in.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times you don't want to stay in because the numbers could be bad, and then everybody's dumping their shares, and by the time you get in to do something, you've lost money.
Right.
Well, It looked good. They had great quarter. Everything was fine. The stock was going up and everything. And then it got punished. Because now they're saying, well, everybody bought all this stuff, you know, for their home offices and their man caves and everything because they're stuck at home. So we don't think anybody's going to buy anything in the next quarter. And then they trashed the stock.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, can you wait till the third quarter to see if they bought anything and then trash the stock?
Yeah,
really?
I can see why they do that. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, everybody went and bought stuff. I mean, I'll tell you this, though. You still can't find a lot of video, a lot of the webcams.
Yeah, webcams are still out.
Now, there are some out there, but it's tougher to find them.
I'm surprised that that hasn't been a run-on on printers. The same way as webcams.
I think that's because everybody does things electronically now. A lot of things are electronic, and you don't need paper as much. Everybody is, you know, printing stuff electronically, sending it on over via a document, and then signing things electronically too. So, why print the paper?
I'm amazed that people I talk to, they don't have computers. You know, everybody and their mother had a computer, and now they don't, and they're like, "Well, I do everything out of my phone." Then their phone gets broken or lost. Well, let me send Gmail. I can't. Why not? Well, I need it to look at my email, and I lost my phone.
Right.
Or they have to print out an affidavit to file for their insurance claim to get their phone back. What do you mean I have to print this out, fill it out, and take a picture of it? Well, if you had a computer, you could do this. But I don't have a computer. I did everything out of my phone.
Right.
So people are beginning to learn and being disciplined. Maybe I ought to have a computer for just such a thing.
Right. Yeah. You've got, you've got to have either a notebook or a desktop. And typically, if you get a notebook, guess what you still need? Another monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Or two.
I learned something fascinating. Do you know that the iOS 13 for the iPad.
Uh-huh.
Has got some amazing things that were in it that I was not aware of.
What's that?
One, you can hook up hard drives now to the iPad, and it will read the hard drive. So if you have a portable hard drive, of course, you have to get a Lightning to USB adapter
right,
and put it on there and be able to do that. And, of course, one of the things that came out with it, you can now have a Bluetooth keyboard and a Bluetooth mouse. It also has hookup, I think, for monitor possibly. But bottom line is, they have gone and set this whole thing up. So if you get all these accessories, basically you just turned your iPad Pro into an iMac Mini.
Oh, cool.
And now you can transfer files back and forth, use the files that you have. You got a keyboard, you got a mouse. You know, I got an OtterBox here with a little thing where I could prop it up and put all those things together. And I got like a miniature Mac Mini just running around.
Nice.
Like a Mac Mini Pro. And I didn't know that until I read an article this week, and I'm like, okay, now there's a reason why I went to 13.
Now, on that, were you able to connect to it? Would it be via Bluetooth, or you got it?
Well, the keyboard and mouse be Bluetooth. The hard drive would be hardwired.
Right.
And, of course, you have to get the adapter in order to plug it in. And it sees it like another drive and goes to town.
Got
to
get back to the whole thing. We've talked about it before on air, but I love my keyboard that I can connect up to three different Bluetooth devices.
Oh, yeah.
It makes things a lot easier to do. You just hit buttons 1, 2, or 3 up at the top of the keyboard. And they replace like that scroll lock. What is it above the, let's see, print lock, scroll lock. The three buttons you never use anyway. At least I've never used them. So it replaces those. You're just easily be able to just jump around. And one of them I've got connected to my personal computer. One I've got connected to my business computer. And then the third one I've got connected to my phone.
Well, one of these days I'll get the office up and running, hopefully, and I'll have my units in there because I still got that quad core that Glenn put together for me to do video with, which I think now can go to an 8-core.
You've only got quad core? Come on, Mick.
Well, I can jack the thing up to 8-core, and now the chips are cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
So I can just go blink for a lot less than what it was back then.
You know, as we always do, I mean, go over, check out the benchmark. The CPU benchmarks, and there's always a value point. You can find the good value price point for the speed you get.
All righty. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back. You're listening to McWilliams Cyberline. Segway Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. Host 2020 at cyber-line.com, and of course, Facebook page, facebook.com/cyberlinenet. And now the Tweety is back up at Cyberline USA. Yeah, it's our old Tweety. We didn't want to have to go through and do a new Tweety. It was just sitting there. We collected dust off of it. And our wonderful information czar, Rena Amy, has taken great care to get it up and running so people can use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give a shout out to her, by the way, because let's look at thingy here. Have you seen the stats that we have? 1,840 people.
Sweet.
Before we were under like 200.
Uh-huh.
And thanks to her, she's been getting the word out, and now we have 1,840 following us.
Cool.
And the, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm sure she'll correct me on it, but I believe the Twitter is moving at about 2,000?
The Twitter?
Yes, the Tweety is moving around 2,000. This is like 1,500 and working its way toward 2,000. So right. What do you got over there?
Oh, which one do you want to talk about? Let's see. I tell you what, there's an interesting story over there, since we've just got a couple minutes. There's an interesting story about this Nano. It's over at New Atlas. Nano Diamond self-charging batteries could disrupt energy as we know it. And it's an interesting story over there, and I'm just kind of looking at it with a lot of skepticism and interesting. But what they're talking about doing is they want to use waste from nuclear power plants and put it down, compact it in with diamonds and put diamond stuff around it, like, and actually crystals. Use these as batteries. It's kind of an amazing little story over there. Over there, they've got two things. They've got the article, very long article, but they've also got a video associated with it,
too. It looks like an IC chip that's green.
It does. Now,
it says nuclear diamond battery.
Nuclear diamond batteries on it. And it uses C14, and they're able to mix this stuff, you know, the used carbon-14 from used nuclear reactors,
yeah.
And then they mix it in with carbon-14 with diamond around it, and then it's supposed to generate these electricity. Now, the article itself was interesting, but then they got down towards the end. Let's see, the article's from Laz Blaine, but one of the things he does is he goes through the whole article, and hey, if you're interested, it's an interesting power. It's an interesting concept. I was like, the whole time I'm reading this thing, I'm going, now you want me to put nuclear waste in my flashlight,
well,
in my car?
You know, it's not too far off the beaten path, because the United States has never recycled their reactor rods.
Oh, you know, and again, they kind of go through this whole thing with the video. They're talking about how, you know, that if you use it, it produces, I think they said, less radiation than the human body.
Yeah.
Now, and they said that you can also put this thing in, you can make the source like a AA battery or a AAA battery, and then they have low power versions and high power versions. I'm just looking at this going, sounds just too good to be true to me.
Well, like I said, you know, overseas they reuse their reactor rods.
Uh-huh.
So they're producing more and more power until finally they go out. Here we don't do that.
Right.
We end up burying them or putting them in a vat of water, and we don't recycle them. So to think about all the rods in the U.S. alone that they could hand to the Japanese and say, here, go make some batteries, plus I guess other countries, I guess, could still go through and reuse the rods, except for Germany.
Uh-huh.
But that would be plenty of waste to go around that you could be producing stuff for quite a long time.
It was, if you
would exhaust it.
If you can take what I said for the first part of it. Oh, just, oh.
No, just wait. We'll come back to that.
All right.
Yeah, that's an intriguing idea. I definitely want to know more. All right, we're going to take a break here. You're listening to McWilliams Cyberline. I'll be right back.